Good evening, listeners. Welcome to the Digital Duchess. I am your host, the Digital Duchess herself, aka Blizzy. Today is season 1, episode 7. Maybe it's just me and I'm just getting old. Because I think I've come to realize that there is a generational gap. And I always talk about generational gaps because the years have progressed. And my mom and I used to argue about lots of different things. And I used to wonder, why she always getting on me? Why she always picking on me? Why she always starting with me? And I come to realize it is because there is a huge generational gap between me and her. She was born in the 50s. I was born in the 80s. You understand? And they saw things and they did things very, very, very differently. Whereas, you know, hence we're now 2023. I have a daughter and she's a Gen Z. And I don't understand Gen Z, but I've come to realize that maybe I don't understand Generation X as much as I don't understand Generation Z. Because some of the things that even they decide that they want to be petty about is their logic, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, literally, I think that our logic is completely different. I'm not saying that Generation X, I should say, their logic is wrong. You understand? It does not mesh or vibe with my logic, and it makes no sense. Like, there are things that they want to be petty about that I'd be like, I don't see the point of being petty about that. Like, let me give you an example. So if you're at a job and you're going to work, most of the times they expect you to return, say, your office equipment. So that could be anywhere from computer to keys to your ID. So I have a coworker who feels like they should not return the keys and they should not return the ID because literally they don't want to pay the $290 that it costs to come over here to drop that off. Their petty is, I don't like your job. You did me dirty. You don't treat me right. You don't treat me fairly or treat me the way I want to be treated. So my response to be messed up, to be petty, to be a jerk is to not give you your keys and not give you the ID. Now, whereas I get that, okay, this is how I feel about the situation. First of all, I do not want your keys. And maybe this is, again, I'm 39 turning 40. So maybe my logic is completely different. First and foremost, I don't want your keys. I do not want them at all. I'm good money. No, thank you. Keep your keys. Come, you can have your keys. Your ID, you can have that too because I can't use it. What's the point of me ever using it again? I don't need the ID. You don't want to pay the $290 to come down there to go give them the ID. Well, I don't want them to take the amount that it costs for these keys or this whatever equipment that it is, cell phone, computer, anything, out of my check. Because legally, if they wanted to, they can take that out of the check. Now, people will say, oh, no, no, they can't do that. They can't do that. Yes, they can. If they legally want to, they can legally take it out of your check. I'd rather pay the $290 to come down there to bring you back your keys rather than legally have them take it out of my check. Okay, people will sit there and say, no, 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 they can't. Yes, they can. All right, if they really want to be petty. You want to be petty? They can be pettier. Companies, businesses, and this is from someone who basically runs their own business. You understand? And I have more than one business. You know, I tutor as well as teacher. You know, tutoring, teaching. You know what I'm saying? But tutoring is my own business. And now I'm doing a digital magazine and podcasting. So, I mean, like, I know what, as a business person on the business end, what exactly can be done legally and non-legally, you know what I'm saying, to people. So I try not to argue too much with anyone in Generation X because they're in their 20s and they feel like, no, that's not true. No, you can't do this to me. My rights, my privileges, my da-da-da-da-da. And you know what? I can't get mad again because I was 21. I was 25. I was 29. So yes, I did feel like that. I was the type of person that I could have a job and let them say something disrespectful about my daughter. Because I had my daughter at 22. So let them say something disrespectful to my daughter. I was a hothead. I was a straight hothead. All right. I would literally sit there. Oh, you're going to talk about my daughter? You're going to sit there and say this about my daughter? I'm out. I'm not giving a 2 weeks notice. I wasn't writing no statement, no letter. I would just walk out. Walk out on a job. Okay. It's not the first time I've done it. I've done it at least, I'd say, about twice in my career. Just walked out and said, okay. Or somebody said, you had to choose between your job and your daughter. Okay, well, I'm going to choose my daughter. My daughter has a stomach virus, and you're telling me if you don't come in from work, you get penalized. You got to choose between your daughter and your job. I'm not choosing between my kid and my job. There's no way. There's no way you're going to get me to choose between my kid and my job. I refuse to do it. It's not happening. Sorry. So that's something I don't understand. You understand about my job or people that I work around. Like, there's just certain things you want to be petty about. Yes, this is what I call petty in the workplace. As a teacher, we have a co-partnership. Okay, you have the lead teacher, you have the teaching assistant. Again, I'm the teaching assistant. I feel like as a team, you don't have to be best friends, but you at least have to have a certain type of work, mutual respect for each other. Now, if your co-partner or co-teacher decides that they want to be disrespectful to you or treat you in some shape or form, I feel that whenever they act like that, you should get up out the classroom and leave that person with the students for about 10 minutes, okay? Especially if you got heavy hitters in your classroom. And if you're a teacher, you know full well what the word means when I say you have the heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying, them colorful friends that I be talking about, the ones that like to do the most. And leave them in the room with that teacher for about 10 minutes and see if that person is disrespectful to you again. And best to believe, I have done that. I have left a teacher in there. Oh, you going to talk to me like that in front of the kids? Oh, okay. And I've been cordial. I don't say nothing in front of the person. I just look at them. I nod. Okay. No problem. Put my stuff down. Tell my kids, excuse me, I'm going to step to the bathroom. Miss Blake will be right back. I get up, walk out. Don't come back for 10 minutes. Have that teacher texting you talking about, oh, I need you. Oh, now you need me. Now you need me. Oh. Oh, you want me now. Okay. All right, I'm coming back. And I come right back in and I skip in like it ain't never happened. On God. Okay, that's my form of petty. I'm still doing my job, but you know what? I'm having a woo-saw moment, okay? Instead of sitting there and arguing with that teacher in front of the students and getting loud, especially if that teacher is not a strong teacher who can hold down a classroom, I will literally walk out that room. You get rowdy with me, get loud with me, get disrespectful. I will leave you with all these colorful friends in here. And I have walked out the room, left that teacher with the colorful friends, and then they in there stressed out and upset because they got to take on 25 to 30 colorful friends that don't know how to act. Only because I can control them. Nope. You're going to do it all by yourself since you want to sit here and be disrespectful to me. You try it for at least 5-10 minutes. And then you tell me. So what happens? I leave it. You understand? I come back. Now I got a little bit more respect. That's my version of petty. I don't got to go to the boss. We don't got to argue. We don't got to do nothing. I just showed you that I am valuable and that you do need me, and it's best that we should treat each other with respect. Okay? And that's what it is, and that's how it should be. All right? That's my version. Now, I'm telling you right now, other people be like, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm going to go to the principal. I'm going to say something. No, you can't always do that because sometimes the principal don't always got your back, or that coworker, whoever you work with or whoever you think might be your friend don't always, or you think got your back, don't always got your back in the workplace. But that's the difference, like I said, a generational gap between anyone from the ages of 20, 21 to 29, and then you have us 30-something, because some of us, all us 30-year-olds, don't act the way we supposed to, too, to all the way us 40-year-olds, okay, act. So you know, it depends on, you got to feel a vibe and figure out how people are. But like I said, it could be just me. Maybe it's just me and how I feel. Maybe it's just me and what I think. But to be honest, sometimes I be like, the generational gaps have different type of logic. You understand? Like, my logic is, there are certain things I'm not going to let stress me out. If I came here and I signed up to do a job, I'm going to do my job whether I like it or not. I may not always like it, but I'm going to do the job whether I like it or not. What I'm not going to sit here and do, though, is, am I going to be abused? No, but everything, every task that someone asks you is not abuse. Every task that someone asks you is not slavery or it's too much. I can't do it. And I'm like, you know what? You know what? Sometimes I think the younger generation be dragging it, especially when it comes to jobs and work duties, and they think that their life should be so easy going. You should do minimal amount of work to be getting paid mad money. Because if that was the case, we'd all be working minimal amount of work to be getting paid mad money. You know how much I would love to do very little work to get mad money. I would love to do that. Love. But I do realize that it's not realistic. I do realize that sometimes I have to do the work I don't want to do. And second of all, you're not here to play. Just do your work, leave your job, go home. After I step out of that school, the rest of the life, my life is mine. I do not sit there, focus, and worry about what happened in school, what school was about. That is not my focus anymore. I do not care for any of that. Sorry. That is me. I don't. I do not care. But sometimes when you have people that are younger than you and work in jobs like this, it can be too much, or any job. Young people can be mad at the young people. I was young once too. And that's why I said, maybe it's just because I'm old. We think and feel certain things should be a certain way, and it should be given to us or handed to us. You know what I'm saying? And we're hot-headed. We are hot-headed. But remember, I also said, maybe it's just me. And what I mean about maybe it's just me, I have people that are my age that I have issues with. For example, if you're about my age, all right, we need to understand that we are the same age. It don't matter if you're the principal, you're the assistant principal. I don't care about what your title is. We are the same age. I deserve the same respect as anybody else. Okay? We deserve the same respect. Just because you are lead this or head of this, that does not give you the right to sit there, look down upon me, talk to me like I'm not a person, or talk to me that like I'm less of a person. I refuse to be told I'm 39 and I'm a baby. Unless you're like 60, 70, even 50. I'll take 50s and 50 and up. You want to call me a baby? Sure. I'll be, oh, you're a baby. Am I? Okay. At 50, at 60, you're not going to sit there and be 43. Talking about you a baby. You 43 and I'm about to be 40. You not gonna call me a baby at 42. You not gonna call me a baby at 41. And you damn sure not gonna call me a baby if you no more than 6 months older than me or a whole year older than me. You not about to do that. There's no way that I am letting that go down, okay? Not happening. Sorry. And some people need to understand that. Even though we are at a job, okay, we need to talk to each other, like we at a job. You understand? Not like we in control of that person, or we can control that person, or we could treat anybody that way. I feel like women, especially a woman in power, she needs to walk and crush over her women, the women that are underneath her. I mean, at jobs, I like working underneath a male. The only reason why, and people be like, oh, that is, you're supposed to be a feminist, and I would be a feminist if some women would act like women. You understand? And not try to be a man, in which you're not. Yes, women are trying to step out and take control and run our own businesses and do all of that. Yes, let's do that. Let's be women here. Let's run our own businesses. Let's reach the top of Fortune 500 companies. I completely agree. I am down for a woman, especially a black woman, reaching the top of her potential. But as you are scaling to the top of that damn potential, don't you dare sit there and knock down every other sister, every other woman in here, black, white, Spanish, Chinese, I don't care what it is. Indian, I don't care. Do not knock down your fellow sister. You understand? Because now you're at the top. Okay? Do not push down your fellow sister because you're at the top. So it's like, I'm at the top. I got to stay at the top. I can't let nobody else come up here with me. That's my problem with certain women who are at the top. They going to stay up there by any means necessary. Meaning, if I'm going to push one of my fellow sisters down, I'm going to keep her down to the ground. I'm not saying all women are like that. No. No. All women are not like that. Are some women like that? Yes. But not all. But you got them few, them small few, that are out here like that. And that's the nonsense that I be talking about. That's the nonsense that I'm sitting there and I'm on some hell no. Hell no. You are not about to sit out here, you understand, and knock me down. And the one thing about my boss, and the only issue I have my boss about being her being a sister, and her also being a sister, and being a the principal of our school, is that she micromanages. And I'm not a big fan of the whole you micromanaging me here. That ain't my thing. I'm not a big fan of being micromanaged. Like, I work better when I do things by myself. Or I do things when I'm being, you know, when people are helping me. But micromanage me? Nah, I'm not good at micromanaging. I'm really not good at being micromanaged. I'm really not good at it at all. So, I mean, like I said, it could be just me. It could be just me. I could be losing my mind. I could be seeing the world, you know, in an angle that nobody else is seeing it. Or I could be, honestly, I could be dragging it myself. I'm no hypocrite. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm not dragging it my damn self at times. But I will tell you one thing, though. The one thing that I do know is that every generation is different. And every generation sees things as different. You understand? And thinks that they should be treated and respected, especially at a job, in a certain way. And I always find out like how these young people think that there are certain things they do have to do or they should not have to do. For example, like my daughter, 17 years old, she wanted to practice. She got 3 job interviews. You know what I'm saying? Like, congratulations. I'm so happy for her. Like, I'm really, really proud of her. And she was like, Mom, I want to practice for these jobs. And I was like, sure, let's practice for these interviews. I got no problem with that. I'm down for that. So as we're practicing for these interviews, sis starts pulling up with, you know, well, you know, they saying their hours are flexible. And I'm like, all right. I'm like, but you may have to work on Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? So she was like, Saturdays? You mean I'm not going to have my Saturdays and Sundays? And I'm like, sweetie pie, You about to be 18. This whole me not working, me working less, me doing less, me making less is got to stop. Anything with the word less in it got to stop, because I'm like, you're going to be 18. You like to live this expensively cushy lifestyle. And I noticed that also about Gen Z's and Gen X's. Or once again, it could be just me. I could just be getting older. And because I'm getting older, I don't see it in the same breath as this new generation. But I'm saying they have comfortable, cushy, lavish type lifestyles. They like getting Botox and going to a whole bunch of concerts, and my daughter included. And I'm like, okay, well, if you want to do that, you understand you're going to have to afford it. Because if you think mommy got it like that to afford it for you every time, she does not. She honestly does not have it for you like that. And I'm sorry. I'm like, I just don't. So I've completely told this to her. You understand? And we had to have a deep, long conversation about why. You understand, this is not going to, this whole you not working on Saturdays, oh, well, what about my boyfriend? You can see him after work on that Saturday. You will figure it out. But what you're not going to do is not work on a Saturday, because for the simple fact is that you kind of say, I can't fit work into my schedule. You have to fit work into your schedule, because evidently if you don't fit it into a Saturday Sunday schedule as a retail associate, matter of fact, that is mandatory, and that is the job that she is going for, is a retail associate. And my whole attitude is, what retail associate you know doesn't work on a Saturday or a Sunday? Every retail associate works on a Saturday or a Sunday. You understand? Like, let's be honest here. Every retail associate does. So this whole, no, I don't. Sorry. You're going to have to work, sis. Hate to tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it was hilarious when she was like, you want me to work on a Saturday? Yeah. Why would you not work on a Saturday? Is it just me? Or isn't that what y'all do as retail associates as part, especially with the holidays, the busiest time of the year? Why would you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm freaking confused, because I'm like, as 18, I used to work mad hours. On, especially on a Saturday, that was my moneymaker days, to work mad hours. Why would I not work on a Saturday if I wanted that shmoney? You understand, as they call put it, if you want that shmoney, you will do what it is that you need to do to make that shmoney. Why would you not? Why would you not? But this new generation, oh my God, I have to do more. You have to add more. Why? It's like my students, it's like, oh my God, we've been writing for 5 minutes, my hand is hurting. Wow, you've been writing for 5 minutes and you had all of 5 sentences, 1 sentence per minute. Wow, look at all the stress you had. Look at all the work that you had to do, you poor thing. I am so sorry that you had to do so much. Like, I don't mean to sound dragging when I'm saying it. I am really being sarcastic, but at the same time, it's like, this is how it sounds. And it's like, well, why are you guys like this? Like, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. You get up, you go to work. You get up, you do what you need to do. You pay your bills. Like, it's really not as bad as you make it sound. And then I wasn't the type of mom that was telling her, oh, she had mad bills to pay, neither. I'm like, mommy is not telling you to pay rent. Mommy's not telling you to pay Con Edison. Mommy is asking you that if you notice that the toilet paper is low, can you bring a few rolls in? If you are noticing we are going low on some soap, can you bring a few rolls in with your money? But if you don't work on a Saturday, you won't be able to do that. Or go get your nails done. Or go have those ramen dinners that you and your friends love having. Like, I don't understand. People don't want to work anymore. Like, I just don't get it. It's like, you don't want to work. Why don't you want to work? Like, what is the big deal about working? Like, I truly am very confused at what the issue is here. But like, again, it could be me. I could be getting old. You understand? I really could be me. It really could. And I could really be getting old. And because I'm getting old, I'm thinking like old people. Like, look, I get excited over coupons. I get excited over discounts. I get excited over sales. So I'm not going to lie and say, oh, you know, I'm not getting old here. I'm getting a little old here. I really am. But at the same breath, it's like some things is like, well, why would you not do that? Why would you do anything else? Like, I don't understand. But like I said, the logic be different because of the generational gap. And the one thing about the younger generation is they get very irate when you bring up, oh, you always say it's about a generation. It's always about you generation, you young people, you this, you that. I'm like, I don't understand why you're getting so upset if that is the case. Like, if it is a different generation, like, it is a generation gap. It could be because I'm old and you're young. It could be because you're 21 and I'm 39. You understand? Like, it could be many different reasons. The fact that you're getting upset about it, and this is what really gets them. I said the fact that you're getting upset about it says a lot to you being young. Because if you weren't upset about it, you would let it dust it off the shoulder. Because my mom says it all the time. Oh, you millennials, and you want to raise your children to be better than we are, however she puts it. And I look at her and I be like, yeah, that's what I want. Whatever, that's why they act the way that they do now. They do the things that they do now. And I'm like, yeah, probably. That's probably the exact reason why they act the way that they do, or they do what they do. It is definitely probably the reason. You understand? I don't get mad about it. I don't get upset about it. It is, they are not lying. My mother is in her 60s. She's not lying. She is definitely not lying. It is because I am that age and she is a different age, and she does not see it in the way that I see it. And that's what it is, and that's that. You understand? But this new generation, they sensitive and everything's about everything. You're bullying me. You're doing this to me. You're doing that to me. You're picking on me. Da da da. You don't even know what bullying is. Y'all don't know what real bullying is. Okay? Everything is you're bullying. You're picking on me. I don't like that. That's racist. That's racist. Everything is racist to you guys. Everything is being bullying. Everything is being picked on. And it's like, everything doesn't have to be a racial situation. Everything doesn't have to be a bully situation. Everything doesn't have to be a picked on situation. You understand? It could be just, it is what it is, and you don't like the fact that someone told you that it is what it is. That could be the God's honest truth. You just don't want to hear it. But once again, like I said, it could be just me. And it could be the fact that I am getting older, and the older I get, the more I have come to realize I just don't give a fuck. I said what I said. But anyway, thank you, listeners. This is the Digital Duchess signing off. Later.